At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Intelligence type with astrology case study, Agnes. Agnes is Cancer ascendant in Pushia, joined by Jupiter in the first house, gives her a naturally grounded and ethical presence. Pushia lends a nurturing intelligence, principled, structured, and emotionally regulated. Jupiter in this nakshatra supports strong intrapersonal intelligence, meaning Agnes likely operates with inner clarity, emotional balance, and intuitive moral judgment. Her self-awareness is rooted in care and responsibility, enabling her to lead with quiet strength and authentic presence. In the third house, Moon in Uttara Falguni reflects a blend of naturalist and interpersonal intelligence. This nakshatra adds a steady, service-oriented tone to emotional communication. Agnes likely expresses herself through thoughtful words and rhythm-based habits. She may regulate emotions through structure, communicate with warmth and steadiness, and intuitively read the atmosphere in small group settings. Her learning is linked to pattern, harmony, and emotionally meaningful exchange. The fourth house holds a triple conjunction, Saturn and Venus in Vishakha, and Mercury in Swati. This triad strongly enhances linguistic, visual spatial, and interpersonal intelligence. Venus and Saturn in Vishakha give her an elegant emotional control, the ability to shape aesthetic or emotional environments with integrity. Mercury in Swati adds verbal fluidity and psychological precision. Together, they support Agnes in roles that involve articulating emotional truth, crafting relational safety, and organizing communication with grace and depth. In the fifth house, Sun in Anuradha points to mature, existential intelligence. This placement empowers her with deep loyalty, self-honesty, and a drive to express emotional truth through structure and mentorship. Anuradha grants her the capacity to explore patterns, psychology, and archetypes in creative or leadership domains. She likely feels most alive when guiding others through emotionally complex material or when translating experience into insight. Rahu and Mula in the sixth house gives Agnes penetrating, bodily kinesthetic intelligence, sharpened for truth-seeking and problem-solving. Mula's roots-oriented nature drives her to uncover the essence of systems, especially in service-oriented or healing fields. Rahu amplifies her ability to move through disorder and restore integrity, ideal for hands-on healing, crisis navigation, or reform-based service that requires both action and insight. Mars in Dhanishta in the seventh house continues this kinesthetic thread with social and expressive strength. Mars here gives her drive, rhythm, and assertiveness in interpersonal settings. She likely brings focused energy into partnerships and collaborative work, leading through clarity, timing, and performance. Dhanishta adds musical intelligence, making her sensitive to tone and group rhythm, a natural team leader or strategist in dynamic social spaces. In the 12th house, Ketu in Ardra expresses profound existential and symbolic intelligence. Ardra's emotional storm, paired with Ketu's spiritual detachment, allows Agnes to witness deep transformation in herself and others without becoming overwhelmed. She likely sees pain as a process, not a problem, and can hold space for grief, change, and psychological unraveling. Her intelligence here is mystical, investigative, and emotionally fearless. Overall, Agnes combines emotional depth, perceptual finesse, and spiritual structure. Her intelligence operates through layers: ethical self-awareness, artistic refinement, verbal precision, and transformative intuition. Whether through guidance, healing, strategy, or mentorship, her chart reveals a mind designed not just to understand, but to restore, refine, and reveal. Career based on intelligence for Agnes. Agnes's Cancer ascendant in Pushia, conjoined by Jupiter, gives her a natural foundation of principled empathy, ethical sensitivity, and intuitive leadership. Her chart expresses a rich blend of intrapersonal, interpersonal, naturalist, existential, linguistic, and bodily kinesthetic intelligence, offering her the capacity to work in roles where structure, care, emotional rhythm, and ethical presence are essential, She is not here to perform. She is here to guide, to steady, and to restore. Jupiter in Pushya in the first house highlights her natural intrapersonal intelligence, which forms the backbone of her vocational path. She leads through personal example and principled action and would excel in work where internal clarity and ethical grounding shape her impact, such as therapist, educator, spiritual counselor, or conscious leadership coach. She has the patience and presence to hold space for others' growth while staying anchored in her own truth. Her moon in Uttara Falguni in the third house adds layers of naturalist and interpersonal intelligence, shaping her emotional and relational expression. She likely processes her environment through emotional patterns and relational cues, making her highly effective in writing, education, relational coaching, or group facilitation, where care and tone are key. Her communication is steady, emotionally intelligent, and gently directive, ideal for nurturing clarity in others. In the fourth house, the conjunction of Venus and Saturn in Vishakha and Mercury in Swati supports emotionally layered linguistic, interpersonal, and visual spatial intelligence. She is equipped for emotionally intelligent design, therapeutic dialogue, and aesthetic systems of care. This triad supports careers in relational therapy, sacred space design, communication strategy, or educational work that blends structure, beauty, and emotional nuance. Her sun in Anuradha in the fifth house expresses existential intelligence with a creative and emotionally mature tone. She may thrive in mentorship, narrative-based healing, or expressive guidance work that explores shadow, loyalty, and identity. She brings a calm, truthful leadership style to teaching, coaching, or storytelling, particularly where trust, depth, and symbolic structure are needed to support transformation. Rahu in Mula in the sixth house intensifies her bodily kinesthetic intelligence in service-driven roles. Mula's investigative, truth-cutting nature means she's drawn to the root of dysfunction, whether in health, emotion, or systems. She may excel in trauma healing, somatic therapy, bodywork, or problem-solving fields that require clarity under pressure. Her drive is precise and fearless, especially when navigating systems in need of renewal or recalibration. Mars in Dhanishta in the seventh house brings leadership into her collaborative and social spaces, merging kinesthetic and performance-based intelligence with negotiation and timing. She is equipped for high-functioning partnership roles, such as consulting, event orchestration, movement-based therapy, or strategic diplomacy. Dhanishta adds rhythmic mastery, allowing her to sense timing, tone, and group dynamics with precision. Together, these placements position Agnes for a career that integrates clarity with care, movement with meaning, and relationship with structure. Whether in healing, strategy, mentorship, or aesthetics, she brings a presence that is steady, responsive, and purpose-built. Her professional life is not about scale. It is about depth, timing, and aligned action. With intelligence that moves gracefully between emotional understanding and ethical design,